From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We'll learn a couple of things this Sunday night when the Motion Picture Academy holds the Oscars. One, of course, is who's taking home all those coveted gold statuettes. Another is whether anyone out in the television audience actually cares. Viewership of the Academy Awards has been slipping in recent years. Our critic, Bob Mondello, is here to talk about whether that'll happen again this Sunday. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good to be here.
So the Academy has Hugh Jackman. Isn't that enough?
Well, let's put it this way. The audience for the Oscars, this is known as the female Super Bowl in a way, because the audience is so heavily female. So in theory, Hugh Jackman is going to help a lot. He's handsome and all that. On the other hand, Australia tanked, so not necessarily. They are fighting history because last year had the lowest viewership of any Oscar show ever. Historically, if you compare it to the good old days that people think about the Oscars, back in 1954, 82% of all television sets in the United States were tuned to see the Oscars. And I went back to see, well, was the show better back then?
Now for someone to read the Best Actress nominations. We went to a two-time Oscar winner who is on location in Mexico. Here he is, the Abe Lincoln of the sagebrush, Mr. Gary Cooper.
And then they showed a clip. There were cows wandering around. He was in some kind of a Western. And then they come back and he does the joke.
Thank you, John Wilkes Booth.
Now, you can see the banter wasn't any better back then. It really wasn't. So it wasn't that. What was remarkable back in the 50s was that movie stars didn't appear on television back then.
Well, there's a certain degree of showmanship that we see in the Oscars, these big musical numbers. Hugh Jackman, the host of the Oscars, he said success on Broadway, he can sing, he can dance, he can act. Will that make a difference?
Well, in theory. I mean, actually, they've reduced. All the Best Song nominees are going to be done in one medley, apparently. But Hugh Jackman is going to sing with Beyonce on something else, apparently. They're also promising that it's going to be less than 3 hours for the first time in forever.
Yeah, right.
And I'll tell you, none of that is going to bring in the audience.
When the nominations were announced, Bob, you said the Oscars give nominees some sort of box office bump. Is the world now divided into successful nominees and unsuccessful also-rans?
And it didn't really happen this year. If you take the two Kate Winslet movies. There's Revolutionary Road, in which she's an American housewife in the 50s who wants to move from the suburbs to...
Paris.
What?
You always said it was the only place you'd ever been that you wanted to go back to, the only place that was worth living. So why don't we go there?
And you also have Kate Winslet in The Reader, in which she plays a German in the 1950s who's having an affair with a 15-year-old who reads her Lady Chatterley in the bathtub.
Where did you get this?
Borrowed it from someone at school.
Well, you should be ashamed. Go on.
Now, isn't it interesting? She sounds like two completely different people there, doesn't it? The accents and everything. Now, Revolutionary Road had taken in $6 million on the day that the nominations were announced, and The Reader had taken in $8 million. Now, The Reader got a whole bunch of nominations, right, including Best Picture and Best Actress, and Revolutionary Road didn't get anything, so it should have tanked. But today, Revolutionary Road is a little bit ahead of The Reader at the box office, so the Oscar bump didn't affect that at all.
When we talk about the Oscar bump, I'm just curious about whether it was diminished this year because so many of the films in several of these categories have very, very dark themes.
Yes, you're zoning in on exactly what is wrong. Actually, if I were trying to make the Oscars work better, what I would do is nominate different pictures. If you replaced Frost Nixon and The Reader with WALL-E and Dark Knight,
box
widely
office
mentioned,
successes
yeah, were box office successes, you would quadruple the number of people who had seen one of the Best Picture nominees.
So you're saying they should move away from some of these more esoteric films.
If you want to improve the viewership of the Oscar show, that's what they need to do.
Bob, are you having an Oscar party?
Oh, God, no. Actually, though, NPR is, kind of. They're going to be doing live blogging all through the award show. I'm not going to do it until the next morning. I will certainly be watching, but I will be watching on my own. I always lose pools, by the way. Whenever
you lose
yeah,
pools?
Yeah, totally. I have no... I can't even
remotely
guess.
See, I was in after the show. I was going to, like, pull you aside and say, okay, help me fill out my ballot.
I'll be happy to, but it won't help.
Oh, no.
If you go on to NPR.org the next morning, I'll be happy to tell you what I thought of the show.
And we encourage everyone listening to do just that. Bob Mondello, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
It's a joy.